Right Now panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, since John Boehner retired from the House of Representatives in 2015, he's been able to enjoy his hobbies, chain smoking and chain weeping. But but John Boehner this week announced he's finally gone back to work. Doing what?
Well, funny enough, for someone who likes to tan as much as he, it's something brown and sticky that he's into, right?
Yes, that's right.
He's become a spokesperson for legalizing weed.
Indeed,
right?
That's right. He's going to be selling pot. Specifically, Mr. Boehner joined the board of a company that grows and sells medical cannabis. It's surprising because Mr. Boehner once said he was, quote, unalterably opposed to legal marijuana, unquote. But his thinking, he says, has evolved, especially when he started talking to people about one of the drug's benefits, making him a lot of money.
It also proves some of the dangers. Like, how high do you have to be to go, hey, let's get John Boehner as a
spokesperson? And then Boehner tries pot and is like, wow, if you pronounce my name the way it's spelled, it's dirty.
But it's brilliant marketing. You can imagine the meeting, like, okay, who's the last person anybody would imagine?
Adam, a new study has discovered that it takes 100 hours to do what?
Can I get a clue?
Yes, well, you'll know the 100th hour is up when James Taylor suddenly appears and tells you you've made one.
This, you are vastly overestimating my knowledge of James Taylor.
Do you know the Golden Girls theme song?
Sure, yeah, I ignore that.
Well.
Oh, to be someone's friend?
To make a friend requires 100 hours together.
What?
Researcher out of the University of Kansas shows that it takes around 100 hours of time spent together to have an actual friend. The study shows that 50 hours with somebody creates a casual friendship. 100 hours together means you are friends, and 200 hours constitutes a close friendship. More than 200 hours together means that your friend probably died a while ago, because frankly, you're just not that great.
Now, wait a minute. Do you think this is about accurate? This is crazy. Who
also,
has the time?
Even this question, it takes 100 hours to make a friend. I have people who have friends precisely because I haven't spent 100 hours.
Yeah.
With them.
Yeah. There's that, too.
By the way, a couple of notes. The 100 hours should not be consecutive. Don't do that. And it only counts if the other person knows you're there.
Oh, yeah, I've got a lot of friends.
But this is useful, though, because you can use it. Like, oh, you know, would you drive me to the airport? No, we've only been friends for 95 hours.
Yeah.
Tom, thanks to a ruling handed down by a judge in Australia, we now know that doing what in the workplace is not considered bullying under the laws of that country.
What would they do in Australia? Not considered bullying.
Yes.
Like slapping you on the back.
No.
Slapping you on the stomach.
How much slapping do you think goes on?
Slapping at all, no.
Slapping you in a way that doesn't involve body parts. Just
is it verbal or physical?
It's neither.
Oh, farting.
Yes.
Oh, why would that ever be considered bullying?
Well, let me explain what happened. This was an actual legal case in Australia, Hicks versus Short. An employee accused.
Did this set precedent?
It apparently did. That'll be cited forever in Australian law. An employee accused his boss of, quote, repeatedly lifting his bum and farting at him.
But that's because he was short.
Well, this is, of course, it's a strange claim to make in Australia, where lifting up your bum and farting is the country's traditional greeting.
This is the most Australian story ever.
It really is.
But guys, this was an 18-day trial.
It was.
After which they were all friends.
Exactly, yeah.
According to court transcripts, things got so bad around the office that Hicks brought in a bottle of spray deodorant, which he used anytime his boss, who he nicknamed Mr. Stinky, let one go. It's nice that through all of this, Hicks still respected the office hierarchy enough to call his boss Mr.
Against the wind. We were running against the wind. We were young.